The way all success is created is that you have to create a picture, which now you can start aiming your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energies towards. Because once you have a picture or a reference in your mind of what you want, you have clarity. And when you make this really strong decision that this is where I'm going to go, now you have a blueprint, you have a map to follow, and you want to start believing that you're a self-fulfilling prophecy. Believe that you have all the talents and skills and abilities that you need to create what you want in your life. The next strategy we're going to talk about is I want you to avoid negativity. I've talked a lot about how the media directly poisons you every day because it poisons your mind on feeling like that you can do whatever you need to do in this world. Because what the media has basically done is killed our optimism. And I want you to have that back. I want you to realize there's an unlimited amount of things that you can create in this world. I want you to eliminate negative people from your life that influence you or challenge your positive mood. I want you to eliminate reading the newspaper or listening to the news first thing in the morning and substitute something that inspires you. Maybe it's a book on prosperity. Maybe it's getting together with other like-minded, successful people. Maybe it is walking in nature in the morning or playing with your pets or looking at art. Anything that pre-frames your day to get started to feel good. Look, folks, you have got to take charge of your own reality. If you don't, somebody else will steal your thunder. So ask yourself, who and what is dragging you down right now, and how can you remove that from your reality? And, I call all negative people energy vampires, and that I do not want them sucking the positive energy out of me and my creativity out of me, because I need that myself to manifest my future. It is what I do and how I use my life energy, and I see the future that will determine where I am in the future. Another strategy is I want you to have integrity with self. So to create prosperity, you got to have integrity with yourself. You got to be on guard against being manipulated emotionally by the fear and the drama of those around you, and recognize the potential stress of allowing others to influence you. So ask yourself, where have I been out of integrity with my own beliefs and actions? This is a very important question. We are out of integrity with ourselves when we start hanging around people who only talk gloom and doom and we start agreeing. We're out of integrity with ourselves when we let the outside world ruin our mood to the point that we come home and then take it out on our kids and our loved ones. We're out of integrity with ourselves when we start getting depressed and down and out and negative and mean-spirited and cheap and have poverty consciousness. This is totally out of integrity with yourself. You cannot allow that to be part of your future. Another strategy to create prosperity in your life is be creative. I want you to acknowledge right now that people spend lots of money on things that they want and need. Don't fool yourself, people. When people want something, they can find the money. So everybody has bizarre little hobbies and things that they want in life. And don't kid yourself. There's money in the world. So to grow in your current reality, be creative. Give your customers or your clients or your patients what they're asking for. Keep a positive mindset. Ask yourself this question: what can I do right now to capitalize on new and exciting products and services that will generate attention? I honestly believe that most people miss the boat on not doing surveys with the people that they do business with and ask them what they'd like to have. I do not understand how people just fold into being victims of what reality is and not understand that you've got to have this attitude. If other people can be successful, I can be successful. They don't have any more brains than you do, folks. Their education is fabulous, but the real education once you get out of school is how open-minded are you to scan the landscape of your reality, looking for new ways to do things. Let me share with you this story. When 9/11 happened, I was a professional speaker, and I made my entire income as a professional speaker. And I had huge contracts. I had been in business, and I was doing fantastic. When 9/11 hit, I had contracts with people like the Walt Disney Corporation, AT&T, Ford Global. I had agreements with NASA and had worked for them for many, many years. I had contracts with the top Fortune 500 companies of the world. Suddenly, this disaster happened, 9/11. The day that it happened, everybody was stunned. I had no concept of how that was going to affect my life. Within the next 2 weeks, every contract that I had, and I'm talking about a lot of money, canceled. It didn't make any difference that we had contracts. They just canceled. What was I going to do? I couldn't, I'm not a person who is going to sue people. And so suddenly I went from a person who was too busy traveling to a person who suddenly had absolutely no work. Now, I had books out in the market and I had, educational CDs and things like that. It's like the whole world just stopped. And a lot of people experience that. And I certainly went through a phase of shock and despair, and then I suddenly realized I can't allow myself to stay in this state of mind. I can't just fold up and, pretend that this hasn't happened. I am the provider of my family. So I started asking myself questions. By the way, questions are the way that you jumpstart your creativity. So I started saying to myself, how can I earn a living doing what I do, but in a different way? How can I deliver my knowledge and expertise into the world in a brand new way that's exciting, and that, if I'm going to reinvent myself, that I don't have to travel so much? Hence was born the Millionaire Mindset Program, which turned into the Millionaire Smarts Program. And this program allowed me to reinvent my life totally. I still travel as a speaker. I still write books and create educational programs and all of that. But now I deliver this coaching program from my office here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I now have expanded to, we have people all over the world who listen to this. We have people who hear this in Japan and Russia and Denmark and Australia and Great Britain and all over Canada, all over the United States and many other countries of the world. Now, as a professional speaker, I probably wouldn't be going to Japan to be speaking, because I certainly can't speak Japanese, but it's being translated into many different languages. And it's because of this very dramatic, traumatic thing that happened that forced me to take some lemons and make lemonade. Now, I can share with you many times in my life that my whole world has just imploded, and it has forced me to look within myself and to ask myself, how can I use my talents in a different way? How can I create prosperity? How can I do what I do and use my world to become better? That's what you've got to do right now. You've got to be creative. So if you haven't taken surveys with the people that you work with, ask them what they want, and then spend some time in nature, and then ask yourself, what can I do different? What can I do different? Instead of asking yourself unresourceful questions such as, oh God, why did this happen to me? Start asking yourself, how can I be creative and capitalize on what's going on? So there are new things you can invent. There are new services. There are new products. There are new ways that you can take your existing reality and make it better. The next topic I would like to talk about is you've got to have the courage to act. If there's anything I've learned in life, is that wealth never rewards wimps. Now, every once in a while, a wimp might find themselves winning the lottery. But, other than that, money tends to move because of courage.